In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christianity is about what you are, not about what you do. What you do expresses what you are, but what you do cannot make you what you are. What you are dictates the things you do. And you are the bride of Christ, the flock of the Good Shepherd, the New Jerusalem, the body of Christ, the children of the Heavenly Father. You are the church, made holy and righteous by grace, through faith, in the blood of Christ. The church is not some external entity of which you must be a part of. The church is you. And not only you, but everyone who believes and is made righteous by the blood of Christ. You are the saints of God. The saints of God consists of those in heaven and of those on earth who are made holy. To be a saint is to be holy. And so right here, right now, as you sit, you are the holy saints of God in every sense of the word. And so you live as saints. You live like the holy church. In Christ you are holy, and in Christ you live holy lives. He has purified what you are. He cleanses what you do. His blood is the reason you can stand here before God on this day without fear, and on the last day without fear. His blood is the reason that God will find no sin in your life whatsoever. All sin has been washed away, all filth and immorality and evil and arguing and guilty consciences, all has been washed away, gone from the memory of your God forever. In Christ you are holy, and in Christ you live holy lives. But that is not what you see. A memory is a tremendous gift of God, but thank God that you do not remember everything. The sinful flesh still pirates our minds, dragging up old sins, mistakes of our youth, and our hearts sink. How could we have been so foolish? And we question whether or not we were even Christian back then. Forgiven and forgotten by God, they still burden us as if they were greater than God. We are the bride of Christ, yet how can we lust after other things? We are the flock of the Good Shepherd, yet we have wandered from our shepherd. We are the children of God, and yet we have disdained and complained about the gifts he has given. We are branches grafted into the vine, and yet we have looked for life and health and medicine and science rather than in that vine. How could we have been so foolish? How can we call ourselves holy and righteous saints of God when our own hearts condemn us? How easily our minds drift from what we are to what we do. And we try to flip it and determine what we are from the things that we do. But the good we want to do, we do not always do. And so we become fearful of making any mistake, falling into any sin. We become so fearful that we shelter ourselves in our own little monastery with those who think and act like us, away from this world. Now we can be holy. Now we can do good. Now we can help others. We become so fearful of making a mistake that we legislate every aspect of our life. No gambling, no drinking, no smoking, no chasubles, chanting, or crucifixes, no fun, no joy, no entertainment. But what else is this but the law? And as St. Paul so rightly says, the law cannot make you holy. It shows your sin. But we have forgotten that the problem is not with society. They are not the ones who make us sinful. The problem is with us in our hearts. And so even if we shelter ourselves away, we will still feel guilty about things we've done. Our conscience will still torment us. We still have regrets in our relationships. And we still wonder at the end of each day if we really did what was best and made the most wise decisions. How easily we flip it so that what we do determines what we are. But Christianity is about what you are. And you are washed in the blood of Christ. You are holy because of Christ. Christ bought you as his holy church, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. Everything the law has failed to accomplish, Christ has accomplished for you. Everything you have left undone, Christ has done. Everything you have done sinfully, Christ has done perfectly for you. In him you are justified, because Christ has taken your place under the law. The righteous for the unrighteous, the innocent for the guilty. And you have been washed in the blood of that Lamb. All your sins were drowned, yes, those seemingly small sins that don't bother you, and also those sins that still creep up in your mind from time to time. They are gone from God's mind forever, so let them be gone from yours. Your record is clean before God. You stand holy and righteous as the beloved saints of God, even here on this day. Even your flesh, that sinful flesh, was drowned in the waters of baptism. Because of all this, how can you not be holy and righteous? How can you not be part of his holy church? Did not Christ die for you? Did not his death atone for all your sins? Has not his blood been poured over you? So you must be holy. You must be a saint of God. You must be perfect and righteous. You must be his holy church. And on top of that, Christ has decorated you with his good works. Everything that Christ has done, everything you read about in those holy scriptures, God hangs off of your limbs. He credits to you. This is your righteousness. Christ is holy. So too are you holy. Christ lived a holy life, so too do you live holy lives. So what about sin, you ask? What about my sinful flesh that still bothers me? What about the mistakes I've made, the arguing, the yelling, the disagreements? What about the problems I still have in relationships due to my own fault, not theirs? How can I be holy and righteous when my own heart so rightly condemns me? Well, God has taken away your sin. You are not going to die. So what about those things? God is greater than your sin. God is greater than your memory. God is greater than your guilt. God is greater than your feelings. God is greater than your mistakes. God is greater than your regrets. God is greater than the things that you have done. And God is greater than the things you have left undone. They are gone from his mind forever, so let them be gone from yours. Flee again to that holy bath and drown those things forever in Christ's crimson blood. His word is a hammer that shatters your heart, shatters all sin, but only so that it might rebuild it as holy and righteous. God's word is a double-edged sword, a scalpel that cuts and kills, but only to give life. In the hands of your divine physician, he cuts away all the gunk and grime and filth and sewage and sludge of your works, and he makes them holy and perfect, presenting them to God as a perfect sacrifice of your faith. You are holy because of Christ. And every work you have done is holy because of Christ. You are the saints of God, and so you live as saints. Forgiveness is the sky under which you live. It is your divine umbrella, protecting you from the torments of your conscience and the fires of hell. It has set you free, granting you joy and peace and gladness. You live not under the law, but you live under God's grace. You live not in the law, but you live in the gospel. You live not even by the law, but you live by the blood of Christ. Live by that blood of Christ, rejoicing always in the work that he has done for you, for his work has made you holy. Live rejoicing in the work God has given you to do. Whether you are a businessman or you stay at home, whether your work is changing policies or changing diapers, managing people or caring for kids, this is the work that God has given you to do. And these are the works that you do in Christ's name. Each day, he sees you as holy and righteous because of Christ, regardless of how you feel about your day. And each day he sees your works as perfect and holy because of Christ, regardless of what you have done. So work hard, even when no one is watching. Be a faithful spouse. Love your spouse only in the way that you can. Cook and clean. Submit to every authority with respect and honor, rejoicing that Christ has set you free by his blood. And do not fear if you're doing it right or not. Do not worry if you've made the wrong decisions. Do not think that somehow you have messed up. Do not fear your ancient enemy, the devil. He is crushed. Do not fear sin. It is harmless. Do not fear death. It is powerless. Do not shelter yourselves away from this world, but live rejoicing in the gifts that God has given to you in this creation, in all of them. Do not focus your attention inward at what you do, but live rejoicing in what Christ has done for you, the Lamb who was slain yet now lives. Do not fear your sins, for God is greater than your sins. And he has given you not a spirit of fear and timidity, but a spirit of power and boldness and courage. Yes, you will fail. You will mess up. You will make mistakes, even this day. You will even commit obvious sins, such as arguing in anger, for example. But you are still a saint of God. So flee. Flee every form of evil. Flee to Christ, whose open side is your refuge. Flee to Christ. Focus on him, regardless of how your feelings go. Do not let your mistakes or your sins direct your attention away from Christ. He is your joy. He is your holiness. He has cleansed and made you holy, and he has cleansed and purified your works. This is living as the church of God. This is living lives of repentance, turning away from how you feel about Christ and toward how Christ feels about you. This is how the church lives and moves, for her life is found solely in that crucified Lamb. And so you have gathered here this day, not because you share so much in common with these people, but you have gathered here because God has made you holy, even as he has made them holy. You gather here as the saints of God before your divine Savior. You gather here to receive his gifts yet again, as he once again purifies and makes you holy. So let the world point out our faults. There are many. Let our own conscience even flood our minds with our past sins. We will not play their game. We will not. We are fully aware of them, but we will not play their games. We live in the bloody forgiveness of Christ. And so we have overcome all things, even our own conscience, by the blood of Christ. We are baptized. We are justified. We are holy by grace, through faith, in Christ. In Christ alone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.